This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience. Capcom addresses Dragon's Dogma 2 Steam backlash. It's Monday, March 25th, and this is IGN News. Capcom has responded to disgruntled Dragon's Dogma 2 PC players and addressed the backlash to the game's controversial microtransactions and performance problems that have resulted in a mixed user review rating on Valve's platform. As IGN has reported, Dragon's Dogma 2 is currently embroiled in a vociferous debate about its day one microtransactions, which lets players pay real-world money for useful items in the $70 single-player action role-playing game. Dragon's Dogma 2 has also run up against performance problems, even on powerful PCs, with frame rate a particular issue. Now, in a message directly addressing Dragon's Dogma 2 players on Steam, Capcom has responded to this backlash, saying, "We would like to update you on the status of the following items, about which we have received numerous comments from the community. To all those looking forward to this game, we sincerely apologize for any inconvenience." In its note to PC players, Capcom listed all the items that can be obtained in-game or as paid DLC items. In doing this, Capcom is making the point that these items can be obtained through normal gameplay, a point some players have already expressed in defending Dragon's Dogma 2's monetization. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.